So make yourself comfortable wherever you are sitting and tuning in to watching this happen now or listening. Allow your body to relax. Relax your head, relax your shoulders, relax your arms and your hands. Relax your chest, relax your back. Relax your abdomen, your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet. And feel the energy of the earth connecting up through your feet, up through your calves, your knees, your thighs, your abdomen, your chest, your back, your hands, your arms, your shoulders, and traveling up through your head and out the top of your head and connecting to the universal field that surrounds you and is biased in love. And from this place, let us give permission and a willingness to take the hand of Kryon as we hear the message to be delivered.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Blessed is the human being who sees themselves, as we do on the other side of the veil, as worthy of hearing truth, of worthy of having that which has always been possible for them. Blessed is the human being who sees the magnificence of their soul as created by that which you would call God. The creative source has many names, many cultures. Sometimes the word God is not the one you want to use only because of the stigma of what you've been told about the word. It's not necessary. God has so many names, one of them being God. Some of them so precious to some, they don't even pronounce it. That creative source is seen by so many as the perfect love source of the universe, creator of all things. The most beautiful thing of that creator is that which is you. On this planet, you play the prime role. We have told you for so long that because of this, the indigenous wisdom tells you to ally with that which is nature, with that which has the name Gaia. That's just one of many things you have been told. There are so many hidden things because of your culture, things that your culture has not brought forward from the past, things that your culture does not believe, that you haven't been taught, and yet they are the staple of those who've lived on this planet for so long. So part of this, the channeling, the healing, all that is being taught, is trying to connect you again, not to what you've lost, but what you simply haven't been told. It's there, dear ones. All of it is there. I want to talk yet again to this group who is listening, who may never have heard this. Do you know what innate is? If I said something about that which is your innate, would you know what I was speaking of? I wish to speak about something in your body that is a key player, if you want to use that word, in the healing circle of 12. Something that if you don't know about it, now you will, and you may even scratch your head if you haven't heard this before. There are so many who understand, who know what innate is. Now I want to tell you, there is an intelligence in your cellular structure that is not necessarily represented in your brain. Your brain is the master computer and rememberer. It has a part of your consciousness, but not all. Your consciousness is really part of a triad between your pineal, representing the soul connection, your heart, and your brain. But your brain is not all that is. And even though it controls so much of what your body does, there is something called innate. And that innate is smarter than you are. It knows a lot more about what's going on in the body than you do. Now, for years, you might have heard about certain kinds of processes that use innate, but probably didn't understand that they were doing that very thing. One is called kinesiology. Kinesiology has another name, muscle testing. Muscle testing and kinesiology is used even into science and even in mainstream doctors. It is something that is absolutely understood and known works. Why it works, perhaps not as well, but it works. Muscle testing will be sometimes used in order to test what your body wants in the number of doses of a medicine or a supplement. And that muscle testing will ask yes or no, yes or no. Is the body ready for this? Innate is responsible for one of the greatest healing modalities that exists on the planet, homeopathy. How can you take a tincture, which is a healing signal that is so small it is measured in parts per million, too small to have any kind of a chemical reaction from the body? You put it in your mouth under your tongue, and the body then performs what the tincture is for. Homeopathy has been used for centuries, and it works. In certain countries, when you go into a store to buy remedies, they will not sell you anything but homeopathy, because they know of the power of a signal under your tongue that your brain sees. That is innate, dear ones. Innate isn't simply responsible for these kinds of things. It goes further and further. Innate also corresponds with consciousness. Here's where I'm going that you should know. Have you heard of affirmations? And have you wondered why they might work? Someone says, I am healed. I am complete. I am pure. And that someone who is saying it may be lying in a sickbed. And you'll go, how odd that they would have a dichotomous statement when they're ill, stating that they are well. This is where innate starts to kick in, meaning starts to work, because there is a consciousness part of the innate that hears what you say, because you are the boss. The consciousness of your body is you. You are the boss of your cells. And when you state certain kinds of things, innate hears it, and just like the homeopathy, starts to implement the very things you are saying. Did you hear that? This is how powerful your consciousness is as it starts a process that's always been there. We've also told you the opposite, that if you decide to tell your body it's worthless, your innate will kick in. In other words, it'll start a process of disease, of unhealthy. If you're worthless, you don't even belong to be here. That is what you're telling your body. That is why we have always said, be careful what you say, because innate, the smart body, is listening. And when it hears the boss make statements, it does its best to implement. Just like if you had some tincture under your tongue that said, get sick, it would. That's how powerful all of this is, dear ones. It's called innate. My partner has talked about hypochondriacs and had a friend, he says, even from high school, who was afraid that he would catch everything and that he would die of cancer. all through his life, he was sick. And all through his life, my partner heard him say, well, I have this and I have that and I'm not going to live long. And he didn't. All through his life, he told his body what he was afraid of. And the body took care of it all. He caught everything he was afraid of and died of cancer. This is because he was programming himself for dysfunction. It goes both ways, dear ones. How about programming yourself for magnificence? In this healing circle, this circle of 12, innate is critical. Because as you start these visions that I have given you and that I will guide you through and that some of you have been through with me in the premiere, as you start these visions, your smart body, your innate, will say, this is real. This is what the consciousness is going toward. Look, here's where we are. Here, look what's happening. Look, there's feet being washed. Look, there's healings going on. Look at the affirmation. And listening for what your consciousness has to say, who you are, and what's going to happen next. Your innate, dear ones, is part of this healing process. They call it the smart body for a reason, for a very good reason. It's smarter than you are. And sometimes, dear ones, it will even go around who you think you are. And what I mean by that is that when you get into a certain position, especially in these visualizations, that even that which you doubt, the innate will say, I'm smarter than that. How about we have a healing today instead of doubting today? This is the smart body, dear ones. This is what you're going to be using in every single healing circle. Conscious homeopathy plus a connection with the soul that you've never had before brings you to a place that is new. It's new. Connection at the soul level is something we have never, ever given you before in this way. This healing is not new. It is what spontaneous remission is also. You are looking at the processes of miracles you've seen before and never understood that they actually were processes built into the body that were so profound that they could have instant healings at any time. This is the energy we are working with, even today, later, and we'll work with every single week. Think of the profundity of this, something that you always had, that somehow comes awake, realized, and seen. Well, Cryan, if that's the case, then why don't you just do it once? I wish this were the way it works, but it does not, because through free choice, dear ones, you have learned so much against the way it works. There are those who've told you you're nothing and never will be. There are those who told you you have a creative source who loves you so much that it's going to punish you forever and your soul will be damned. How does that then work with the magnificence of your soul and your humanness and made as an image and all of these things you've been told? You have so much to unlearn if you want to stand in the presence of the real energy of the creative source who loves you so much. This is the teaching and the truth. Prayer, awesome as it is, works so much better when you start connecting with the source instead of on your knees pleading to it. Connecting to the source is that next step of spirituality that all of you have sought, no matter what your doctrine is. And all the masters that you've worshipped are right there in your soul. And you'll see them and you'll feel them and they can love you. Actually, it seems their hands will be out to take yours. This is where we're going. This is new. It's not a doctrine. It's not a religion. It's not a belief system, dear ones. It's just you with you. You either feel it or you don't. And as you'll know, as we go through these circle of 12, there will be so much to work on and unlearn and discover the true majesty of the Spirit of God inside yourself. There'll be more. And so it is.